Justin Fluke back with you, now joined by Coach Eric Tate. We're talking Holton boys basketball, which concluded their season last night, falling at Ottawa in the sub-state semifinals, 53-36. The final, Holton ends their season 8-13. They went 7-7 to finish in the top half of the Big 7 after being picked last in the conference. But let's break down the Ottawa game a little bit, Coach. It never really felt like it was over until maybe later in the third quarter, but just a really good Ottawa team, and some early turnovers kind of let them get out and run a little bit. And then rebounding, I felt, was one of the biggest problems last night. Just too many points in the paint and second chance points for Ottawa. What were your biggest takeaways from that game last night?
A lot of the game, we did a really good job against their pressure, came out, you know, never back down, like you said. Thought we played with good energy, good effort. They, you know, especially late in the third, kind of got out, got some steals, got some layups, kind of extended the game, the spread a little bit. We did struggle to rebound a little bit. You know, they had five really athletic guys on the court, good size, height, and you know, had some thick athletic kids, so you know, wish we could go back and fix that a little bit, but you know, we, like I said, we competed, we battled, so it wasn't for lack of effort, I don't think. Just, you know, sometimes long shots lead to long rebounds, so thought our guys, you know, competed till the very end. We were scrapping to the end. So I was really proud of how we played. But, yeah, it is a really good Ottawa team. It'll probably be a really fun game Saturday night for a sub-state championship with them.
Your team had an entire week off. You had Bodie Dillon, 13 points, Braden Peake, 12. But I did want to ask you about Luke Lassie. I mean, not just 6 points, you know, a few block shots. I believe he took a charge, you know, a handful of rebounds. But I think he's a case like he could make for a lot of the players on your team this year. I mean, a lot of them obviously didn't have any varsity experience. None of them had ever been starters. And I know I talked to a lot of people that saw a lot of progress and growth during the year from players. But for Luke Lassie, I think that showed pretty big last night with, you know, his minutes producing some of his best varsity production of the year.
Yeah, you know, after the game last night, we talked about, you know, the guys that we had suited up at Baldwin for a sub-state championship last year. Mm-hmm. And how we, you know, really the only playing experience we had coming back was Bodie, Peake, and Kyler. And, you know, kind of we had to, you know, restart, if you want to call it that. I agree. I think, you know, a lot of guys stepped up as the year went on. There's a lot to be excited about for next year. Luke looked probably his best game. He had that, I think it was against Jeff West, had a really good game at home. I hope that propels us into the summer. I think, you know, we have a lot of sophomores that can make a lot of growth and could step up, and, you know, even guys that didn't get to play very much can step into a role next year. We just have a lot, even, you know, our guys that did play a lot this year, they got really good experience, but still a lot to work on. But that's something to be excited about, that, you know, we never felt like we should have been picked last, and we thought, you know, as a coaching staff that wasn't going to happen. We absolutely used it with our guys for, you know, the bulletin board material, but we never felt as if we were going to finish last in the league. But I think it's good to, you know, have those things, and I think a lot of people will be ready more for us next year. But I, like I said, you know, a lot of growth throughout the year, still a lot more growth needs to take place. But you know, Luke, Brody, Eli, even Landon Hernandez, his sophomore off the bench for us, suited up. He could step up next year and be a good post for us. Some other guys that didn't play a ton of minutes this year. Logan Altenberg, Caden Gale, you know, they're guards that can come in and help us out next year. So, you know, and then everybody else, you know, freshmen coming up, going into their sophomore years, you know, if we have a good summer with those guys, they can compete. And I think that's important, to just have competitive practices day in, day out, and just get after it, get better every day.
No, it was a fun season for sure, especially the way it ended. A couple fun locker room celebrations after huge road wins against the top two teams in the league, and Sabetha and Perry. In fact, you beat everybody in the Big Seven this year, minus Nemaw Central. So a lot to certainly build on, Coach, and a lot to be proud of from this season. It was a pleasure covering your Wildcat team, and I can't wait to see what this squad has next year. So thanks for your time all year long.
Yep, thank you very much. We appreciate everything you do for us.
Coach Eric Tate of the Holton Boys. The Wildcat Locker Room Chats throughout the season have been brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, also by Boomer Steakhouse and by Community Healthcare System.